interview that Trump gave on Friday to CBN, where he talked about how, well, I got to explain this to you. There's been a ban on Christians, okay? If you're a Muslim, you've been coming into America. Simple as that. Believe me, I've looked it up. He told whoever it was that interviewed him on CBN on Friday night that this was an action to be executed for the advent of Christians who are fleeing the Mohammedans across the Middle Eastern world. This has probably caused as much controversy as the travel ban has. And when you hear the clip, some of you have probably already heard it, you'll understand. Back to the story. Reports of dozens of people being stopped from entering the U.S. or booted off airplanes poured in, blah, blah, blah. 12 refugees were also detained at New York's JFK Airport on Friday night, prompting a protest. 109 travel. Now, all of this presages the idea here that because we're America, that you have to have borders open, and that anyone that wants to, for any reason, must be admitted into the Union of States. Again, this is without precedent. This is madness. This is absolute madness. You know what? Here, ask your average Hollywood protester out there. Ask your average Jane Fonda protester out there. If a member of a skinhead organization left America, went to some Nazi convention in Germany or wherever, and you knew about it, and then they tried to come back, and President Obama released the policy saying that they were denied entrance because the color of their skin and their political affinity for Nazism, which, written out long form, National Socialism. Would there be hissy fits at the SAG Awards or Golden Globe Awards or anything? No, there'd be solidarity with Obama. And again, in mischaracterizing what it is that that makes the Mohammedan dangerous. I got to tell you, folks, President Trump is more right than he's wrong on this, and on everything that he's done. We have Peggy Noonan's column today from Friday, Saturday rather, reviewing the first week of the Donald Trump presidency. By the by, I'll just make this passing observation here. Go blouse around any media source out there that you wish to. You know, go to NBC, go to any of your usual suspect blog sites or wherever. What will be characteristically missing from most of the coverage of whatever it is that President Trump is doing? You'll notice this. Now, after I point this out to you, then you'll go like, many of you will say, hey, I hadn't noticed that. But El Jefe dude is correct. You will notice the term president is missing from much of the coverage. You'll just see Trump as if Trump is a verb now.
I have a 50-second clip of Brody interviewing President Trump saying about the persecuting Christians.
Let's hear the let's add the digital media file to the news digest. Yep.
Persecuted Christians. We've talked about this overseas. Right. The refugee program that or the refugee changes you're looking to make as it relates to persecuted Christians, do you see them as kind of a priority here? You do?
Yes, they've been horribly treated. Do you know, if you were a Christian in Syria, it was impossible, very, very, at least very, very tough to get into the United States. If you were a Muslim, you could come in. But if you were a Christian, it was almost impossible. And the reason that was so unfair is that everybody was persecuted, in all fairness, but they were chopping off the heads of everybody, but more so the Christians. And I thought it was very, very unfair. So we are going to help them.
It's very unfair, et cetera, et cetera. By the by, truth be known, we talked about this. As a matter of fact, Senator Rand Paul has actually done speeches on this from the floor of the United States Senate. That the government of the United States used the American military to wage active war against Christian populations of the Middle East. That's a fact. Why do you think McCain and company are so riled up about Syria all the time? Well, number one, because Putin is there. Oh, that reminds me. Go to MikeChurch.com and read Ibn Trenum's essay that she sent to me and I published on Saturday. It's a fantastic read, and she identifies the... you know what? I'll print it out. I'll share some of it with you. But she, pretty much what she said to me verbally when she was on the show last Wednesday, she wrote out. But there's some more detail to it in what she has written.
I have another clip of Trump relying on God more than ever.
Well, let's hear it.
Let me switch gears, and you know, wouldn't be an interview between us if I didn't ask a God question, if you will. How has that spiritual journey been for you, especially being here and knowing the gravity of the office? Do you feel the need to pray more? Where are you on that?
Well, I tell you what, I've always felt the need to pray, and you know that. So I would say that the office is so powerful that you need God even more, because your decisions are no longer, gee, I'm going to build a building in New York, or I'm going to do that. These are questions of massive life and death, even with regard to healthcare. Mm-hmm. You know, we're working very hard on healthcare, but there you're talking about life and death, and you're talking about better lives, mm-hmm. better lives, people living better because they have better healthcare at a lower price, which we're working very hard on. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you realize these decisions are all so important. There's almost not a decision that you make when you're sitting in this position that isn't a really life-altering position. Mm-hmm. So God comes into it even more so.
Oh. Can't have that. Minter Church, where's the ACLU to save us? Where's the ACLU? Listener Kevin Gannon. Kevin, thank you very much for your for working as an executive producer of this show and sending me all these news clips. One of our listeners sent this to me yesterday, that the usual suspects have kicked it into high gear and are here. It is. I'll read it to you. I don't even know what this organization is. LYFT. I have no. I'm because it's pink. Because all their colors and their logos are pink, and I'm assuming, I shouldn't assume, it appears to me to be a sexually motivated entity. I don't know. Defending our values. I get it. Some of you people have become troopers out there. Seriously. Crusaders for the truth. So much so that you sign up for wicked people's email blast so you can keep tabs on them. Under the headline of defending our values, we get this. We created Lyft to be a model of the type of community we want our world to be, diverse, inclusive, and safe. I have a question. Can you give me a, and now right there, those of you, my brothers and sisters out there that have taken philosophy of Podenis, can you give me a logical syllogism where you can say, or you can claim, true logical syllogism, that safety, that a component of safety is diversity in the manner in which they're using the adjective. In other words, peoples of different colors, men who like to sleep with men, men who are men today who like to sleep with men and are going to be women tomorrow, and then we'll sleep with women or whatever. Can you make a syllogism out of that? That safety would require diversity. I'm going to answer the question and tell you that no, you can't. And this is just one of the one of the things that you will gain and benefit from the study of the Omine when we started on February the 8th, two Wednesdays from now. By the by, the response to the course that you'll hear here on weeknights here on the Crusade Channel at 6 p.m. has just been phenomenal. I was telling Mrs. Church yesterday, 2 years ago, about this time when I started when I was in the middle of taking Philosophia Padenes, and had begun to tell the audience about what I was learning and what my experiences were and how I was gaining in knowledge and just a worldview that was being altered and was being shaped and molded by correct thinking processes, that the response was somewhere on the order of about double of what the current De Omni response has been, which is surprising. Given the fact that the listenership obviously is, at current time, give us a little time here, folks, is obviously not nearly as large as it was then. Although it's going to be soon, and we'll even eclipse that soon. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel at 844-527-8723. This weekend, back to the Lyft hissy fit email, this weekend, Trump closed the country's borders to refugees. Again, Trump. You just assume, okay, Trump. It's a verb. He's like, you know what I watched last night? I never saw the movie version of 1984 with John Hurt in it. I'd like to say, I'd like to tell you that you ought to watch it because it's, I never read the entire book. I've read chapters. I haven't read all of 1984. The movie is the movie version is disturbing. Let me just put it to you that way. It's disturbing. Which I suppose is the point of Orwell's book, is to be disturbing. I'm just not sure that it's necessary, that it's edifying to watch. By the by, today's pile of prep is posted. You'll note that I make the comparison that you know, what are the usual suspects in the has-been media and Hollywood and all the rest of them? What do they call people like me and you? Now, this doesn't mean that we actually are this. This is what we're called. If I show up here on YouTube, and I am right now, and on a Roku box, if I show up on video, on FaceTime Live, or Facebook Live later on this morning, and I will, and I didn't over-tan or tan myself up and try to make myself darker complected, I guess, then I am an evil, despotic, despicable, to be despised white guy, right? I am characterized by my white privilege. That camera that I'm staring at right there on YouBoob, and you know what? I should feel ashamed of the fact that I actually have this HD camera to talk to, knowing that some minority somewhere doesn't have one. It doesn't have access to a broadband television or video stream as well. And it's as a result of my guilt and my white privilege. So, the has-been media has created the term alt-right. Again, I talked about this last week. I don't even know what that means. I don't even think they know what it means. But they're just going to hurl it at anyone that is even mildly. Let's just say you're not even supportive of Trump, but you're not opposing President Trump. Well, then you're alt-right. I have crafted a name for these people. And this would encompass many on the so-called on the conservative side of the political spectrum, because they're not conservatives. And they're certainly not truth preservers. That's why we should start calling them, whenever they start calling you names, or whenever you see that you've been a track, or some friend of yours, or some person that you admire has been called a racist, or a bigot, or an alt-right member, or whatever, say, well, that's big, coming from the alt-truth gang. They are alt-truth. In other words, there is no truth. 844-527-8723. Back to the rundown of what the alt-truth members say is it contained in the executive order. One of the people detained was an 88-year-old blind man whose medication was taken away. Homeland Security said a judge's temporary order stay will not stop Trump's new policy or presidency. Again, Trump, not President Trump, Trump. By the way, I told you this on Friday, folks, and this was, I think I tweeted this out yesterday or on Saturday on the Twitter feed, at the King Dude, And that's this. If the president can't issue an executive order ordering departments that he executes law under to do something, then who can? Again, if President Trump or President Obama or President Bush or whoever, whatever occupant of the presidency, if they can't issue an order as the executive, as the chief executive, as the president, and have it carried out by various and in sundry agencies, then who can? The answer to the question is, well, then no one can. But you'll note that even though a judge tried to intervene and say, hey, you can't do that, I'm abstaining this order. He can't. No one is going to obey it. Those in the President Trump administration are basically ignoring what the judge has said. Now, maybe this is an indicator of how we might react when we have clauses added to our state constitutions that say the institution of marriage is an entity that is legally recognized by this state and consists solely of a relationship between one man and one woman. And we don't care what SCOTUS Justice Anthony Kennedy thinks about it. It's our this is our constitution, our law, and we're going to execute it. Go ahead and issue all the rulings you want. We're not going to obey them. Well, wouldn't that be the day?